Now, Newport Gwent Dragons are a side that you have already beaten this season, and you'll know what way they're going to approach this.
Yeah, it was a tough enough encounter over there. You know, we won 19-12, and they were pushing us hard towards the end of the game. So we're under no illusions. They're not missing that many players because of the Six Nations. Obviously, our squad's been tested, and young men are responding well to that test and stepping up to the challenge. So we're under no illusions that it's going to be a tough game. All the evidence over the last number of years points to that. But we've got to back ourselves at home. We've got to be really clinical in our detail and ensure that we deliver a performance on Friday night.
You can never be sure with these kind of games. You know, like for instance last week or the weekend there, Dragons beat Leinster, and you know, you can never be certain at this level.
So what sort of a game do you think it's going to be? What sort of a game do the Dragons bring when they play you?
They bring a real intense game. You know, they want to mess your ball up, and they don't want to give you clean ball, and they get off the line. They're physical, so that's something we're going to have to look at, or we've been looking at over the week, and you know, maybe put into action once we get to the weekend.
And as you say, it's a chance for guys like yourself to shine and to show Les what you can do with the Irish contingent missing. And just looking at that Ireland game, a huge opener for Ireland against Wales.
Yeah, it is it's a very big game, and hopefully we'll see some Ulster lads in there. Wales is never an easy game. Doesn't matter if it's, you know, under 20s or if it's the seniors, it's always going to be tough.
And it'll be such a moment for Rory, your captain, the Ulster captain, to lead out Ireland.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't think there's any better man for the job in Ireland. Like he talks fantastically on the pitch and off it, and he's just a real, real good leader. So.
The prize win as well over Leinster.
Yeah, no, their confidence will be up after last weekend, and as you say, we didn't. We won the game over in Rodney Parade, which is always a difficult thing to do. It's a tough place to go on a Sunday afternoon, as it usually is, but. It'll be a tricky one, definitely. Their confidence will be up, so it's up to us. You know, if we start as poorly as we did last week, then we could be in for a tough second half. So it's up to us to try and get things right from the beginning.
And just a final word about Six Nations weekend. Obviously, I don't think Ireland could have a tougher opener, Wales being in the form they're in at the minute, but to see your teammate, Rory Best, a moment that he'll never forget leading Ireland out.
Yeah, I know, it'll be pretty special for him, and the whole public's been behind him for it, and they will be. You know, he's certainly the right man for the job, 100%, and it's great to see him get that recognition internationally, albeit sort of at the latter stages of his career, but I think he's 100% the right man for the job, and he'll do a great job.
Coming to Ulster, we think you would be slight favourites for this, considering that you have beaten them already this season, but then they produced that shock result at the weekend.
They played really well against Leinster, and they were at home. It was very tough conditions, as I understand it, and you know, I think we're looking forward to having them here at Kingspan with the incredible support we have, but we're taking nothing for granted. They're a good team, and we know that it's going to be a tough game.
What way do you think they will approach this game?
What way will they approach it? I think they'll try and they'll just play the game that they play, which is to try and disrupt teams, to be quite direct. They play a lot through nine, so we've got to be aware of that and ready to counteract that.
It's going to be an extra incentive knowing that a win would take you top of the table.
Yeah, it is, but we want to win every game, so I think that is an extra incentive. But we're keen to get the win, whatever, particularly for the fans. I think it'll be great. So.
I think one other thing you would be looking for is a strong start that sometimes you haven't made this season.
Yeah, I think we're looking for a complete performance, obviously we're looking for a strong start, and I think if we get a strong start, then we can really put them under pressure and build on that.
And how are you enjoying your rugby here?
I'm enjoying it. It's great to be back involved. Like at Treviso was the first time I've been involved for a little while. Due to injury and due to just not being picked, so it's great to just be back playing and getting a start this week is really exciting for me, and I'm ready to take the chance, take the opportunity.